And hello to you and yours. Welcome to the show. It's All Things Money Matters today, and we asked you via social media at Rise FM 943, if saving money was an Olympic game or an Olympic sport, would you take home the gold medal, or are you still trying to make the cut? Of course, Pindile Msiza joins us next as we delve deeper into the issue of saving. How do we save money when we're not making enough money? How do we save money when we've gotten into gambling because we need to buy our basic living needs? Groceries, because they've increased over 50%, but the money stays the same. Financial educator Pindile Msiza joins us today to speak about saving. What can we do better to make sure that we're saving money that we might need at the end of the year? Black Friday is going to be coming very, very soon. Are you saving towards it? Pindile, welcome to Rise FM.
Good morning, Chachang, and good morning to Rise FM listeners. Thank you for having me.
A recent survey shows that South Africans spent 1.1 trillion rand on gambling in 2024. And most of them are doing it because they're not buying things that they want, but rather buying things that they need. So how do we then save if people are gambling?
Look, I've also discovered that, and I've heard on the news that South Africans spend a lot of money on gambling. And I think it is a way maybe for us to say, I think next week we're going to unpack the issue of gambling and our money as South Africans. However, to answer your question, how do we start saving and why do we need to save? Right? When we speak of savings, to some people it's a very big word, you know, because it looks like it's something that is, it's a taboo. It's something that never happens, that can never happen, that one can never do. And it's because of the mindset and the attitude that we have towards saving. We see saving as something that needs a lump sum,
yeah.
You know, that needs thousands in order for you to save. Can't be akusinjalo. So we save because of rainy days. We save because we don't know what's going to happen in the future. We save because we might have unexpected expenses that we need to take care of. And we save because when you've got money in your account, now we are allowed to, you know, because you are so happy, you are comfortable, you have that freedom. We save because we don't want to put our family members under financial certain financial pressures.
Yeah.
We save because we want financial security, right? And if we can start looking at all these reasons and why we should save, maybe, just maybe, we can really start taking savings as serious as it should be. And also, one might even ask, but who qualifies? They look safe, man. Right? And like I just said, people think, I can only save when I have 1 million rand or 10,000 rand.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone can save money. And when I say anyone, I mean anyone who has an income, and not even if you have an income, mm-hmm. anyone who receives something, mm-hmm. you can save from that, whether you are working or not. Students, learners can save money. And I always say, I teach as little as grade one. But grade one was they understand the value of money. They understand, in order for me to have quarter, I need to have 20 rand,
mm-hmm.
right? And that is the right time for us to try and build, you know, the culture of saving in those little ones. So anyone can save money. And where do I start and how do I start to save money? Look, let us not wait for tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
right? We start today. Let's start today. It is a Monday. It's actually perfect for us to start, you know. It is a Monday and let's start as little as 10 rand. More people are talking 10 rand. You might think that, inani. Or even 5 rand. You might think that, inani, 5 rand.
Yeah.
But guess what? If you save only 5 rand in a 2-liter bottle, you can save up to 5,000. Nobody can give you that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you save 2 rand in a 2-liter bottle, you can save up to 2,000 rand. So let us not look at imali as imalinani to be saved, but we can start with the little that we have. 50 rand, the 10 rand that you buy airtime with, that you buy data with, that's the money that you should consider. you know, to put in that money back. And also, let us not wait to have imali enkulu, you know, to save money. So let's start with what we have. But as a country, as consumers, it's important for us to learn or to get into the culture of saving and not consuming. You spoke about gambling. Gambling takes money. It's nice when you win for the first time, second time. But kunabantu, I remember I was watching a video on TikTok.
Yeah.
Someone said, "Imali yakhe stationary." Imali kumele uthenge stationary. They went to gamble with it and it was gone, right? So, but let us change our mindset. Let us change our attitude. Let us see money as something that should be working for us. Let us see our money as something that should be helping us. Not you helping the money, but see money as something that should be assisting you. Next week, we're going to talk about the issue of how, why, as South Africans, to spend so much money in gambling and not settling our debts and saving our money.
Sure, Pindile, you know, you're saying something so, so important. Doesn't matter how much you make, but
yep.
If what you can save is 5 rand, 50 rand, do it. I mean, 50
yeah.
times 12, if you tell yourself, I'm saving 50 Rand from now until December, you've got what, 600 Rand? Who's going to give you that extra 600 Rand? No one.
And have a weekly plan. Google things, they're everywhere on the internet. Have a weekly plan. Good mina, maybe you can save 50 Rand. You times that by 4, you times that by 12. It's a lot of money. Yeah, Vigi, you save 100 rand. You times that by 4. In a month, you've got 400 rand.
Mm-hmm.
You times that by 12. And if you've got extra, even better, right? You times that by 12. And see how much money you can make for yourself without even you having to go to the bank. You know, you can just do that. But we will unpack more about saving and the importance of saving money.
You know, I absolutely love what we're trying to have our listeners do with saving money every single month. But what I also want us to touch on is the discipline. I know there's a lot of us who are very able to save money. We do not mind to put the money away, Pindile, but mid-month we're thinking, yo, I need this money. Let me just... Even if it's just a 10 rand, you know, but you take a 10 rand today, you take a 10 rand tomorrow.
Yeah,
in the end, you're taking all of the money. How do we maintain that discipline?
It's not easy, right? But I always say this, like, in order for you to be financially disciplined, you need to have self-discipline. Right? If you know what was Kalima, then it's easy for you. What was Kalima? No, I can't use this 10 rand.
Yeah.
And one other thing. As a savvy without a goal, very important. What is your goal? Because if you know, Guti, I want to buy myself a laptop.
Uh-huh.
I need to save 5,000. Therefore, I will not touch this money because there's a goal that I must reach. I need to get that laptop. Then you'll be able to save your money. But if you don't have a goal, you're not disciplined, always go back and spend what you've been trying to save. And at the end of the day, you might as well use your money and not save it.
Absolutely. Pindile, thank you so much. Do we have a quote of the day?
A quote for today, it says, make your money work for you.
Love that. Short and simple. Make that money work for you. Next week again, same time, same place. Thank you so
Absolutely.
Much.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
It's Rise FM Mid-Mornings. Let's learn to save. Save with the goal, like financial advisor Pindile said. You know, if you're planning on buying something, make sure to tell yourself, this is what I'm doing and I'm not touching this money at all. It's Rise FM.